For our next episode in the series Duddington Discussions, we meet Ernie Taylor.
The 4th of March 1998, we're at Mr. Ernie Taylor's house, and we're just about to interview him about his days as a farm help, a farm labourer from the 1920s onwards.
There we go.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So.
Right. Take a meeting.
Ernie.
Yes?
You started work as a farm labourer.
Yes, I did.
In what year?
1936.
And what were, how old were you then?
14.
Only 14?
Yes.
Gosh.
Yes.
What sort of wages did you get?
10 shilling a week.
Goodness me.
Gave me mother 12 and I half a pay myself.
Goodness.
Yes. That's not I worked for Mr. Law, Terra Firm.
Yes.
Solder. Just for a few days. It was only me and the Carter, Mr. Wade, and his son, stepson, Tom. And had it easy for a day or two, you see. And then one morning, Mr. Law came into the stable. He said, show me to go to play. Well, he went with two horses in a field up by Baynard's Green. It goes to Mr. Wayne. And you know, it done everything. It snowed, it blowed, it rained, it crowed. Yes. And the cap at all Mr. Ames from across the field, of course, I went. Anyhow, I got used to that.
Were you ploughing with two horses?
Two horses and the plough, yes. Yes. And
were they, the horses, how many horses did they keep in the farm as work
six.
Horses? Six.
Yes. Six.
There was no other way of no motorised anything at that time?
Nope. No, not then. And then I done all sorts of jobs on the, you know, on the fire. When it rolling wheat, harrowing wheat.
It was just an arable farm.
Yeah, that's right.
Did they have animals?
Yeah.
Pardon? Did they have animals? No, cows.
Well, he had one or two.
Pigs and things.
Couple of caves for names, you know.
Oh yeah, right.
Not
yes.
All.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
And then. Father worked on the council then. He always wanted to come to Duddington to live because he got a few mates there, you see.
Your father?
My father,
yes.
Yeah. And anyway, one day when we were there in Solder, this gentleman pulled up in the motor. He said, can you tell him where Mr. Percy Taylor lives? I said, that's my father, lives up here. Anyway, when I went up home, me mother said, it looks as though I was going to Duddington to live. I said, oh yeah, why not? And well, he said, it looks as though he'll have to. Anyway, father come up and see what it was like, work for a fortnight, like, to see what it was like. And so we moved from Solder up to Duddington, the length of my 37.
It was a good memory.
For
Mr. Yes.
For Mr. Butlin.
Butlin, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. He is the father, and they found it at Leamington. Leamington. Anyhow, went with horses there, and then he got mobile, got a couple of tractors.
When was that?
On this farm here, Grove Fair.
Well, did he have horses here? Did you
I had two.
Here?
Yeah, I had two.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, which farm was this you were in now?
Grove Farm.
Grove Farm.
Yeah, Grove Farm, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mr.
Where
Martin.
All the buildings that are and ages about were there. No. And
when did they start with their tractors? When did they get their tractors?
Pardon?
When did they get their tractors?
Oh, Moles. Moles at Banbury.
Yes, when?
When?
Just before the war?
Ah. Yes, it was.
Yeah. Like sort of 38, 39.
I'll make that, yeah, yes, right. yes, that's right.
What make of tractor did Fordsons, you get?
Fordsons. All Fordsons, no shed on them, nothing.
Massey Ferguson's.
Paris the Coal.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, the freezing weather.
Paris the Coal, yeah. Yeah. They were too cold to get off to have any food.
Oh.
That was cold in them old fields over there. Yeah.
Did the women come into the fields and bring you your lunches and things?
Pardon?
Did the women come into the fields to bring your lunches and things?
No, you took it with you.
Took it with you?
Yes. Mm. Yes, took it with you. And, but you always had a good hot meal when you got home at night.
Yes. And what time did you start in the morning?
7 o'clock. 7 to 5. But when I come up here, Mr. Butlin gave me 12. 12 shillings a week.
12 shillings a week?
Yes,
right.
He did, yes.
And it was 7 a.m. to 7 till 5?
Right? You had 7 till 5, yes. 7 a.m. You had 20 minutes for...
You've got a visitor.
Oh, that's over there.
Okay, starting again.
Yes.
You're now at Grove Farm. And you're now earning
twelve shillings
a week.
Pardon?
You're now earning 12 shillings a week.
Yeah, that's right. We did. Yes, that's 12 shillings. And of course, being we lived in the what you called it, the toid age, you see.
Yes.
Being father, we is back in coal all the world, you see.
What did your father do?
Oh, he
was on the farm.
And anything, you see?
He was working on the farm too.
He could turn on that. Anything, you see? Yeah.
Right.
Thatching ricks and building ricks.
Was the farm mostly arable again? It grew crops?
Well, it was mixed farm.
Yeah, mixed. You had animals,
cattle and sheep. Yeah.
So I remember hearing about the calf pens, which was sort of along past my house.
Yes.
So, right, mixed farm.
Yeah, we're mixed farm, that's right, yes. And
they had sheep as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Sheep, pigs, cows, horses.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
What about poultry?
Yeah, got some poultry, yeah. Geese and ducks as well. And mangels, Swedes.
Mangelwurzels.
None of this, right.
No.
None of that then.
Oh, right. So the crops were Swedes?
Yes.
Cattle food, I suppose.
That's right.
Yeah. Did you grow wheat?
Wheat. I was barely held all the
lot,
you see.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oats.
Oh, yeah.
Barley.
Yeah.
Right.
It used to be cold on them tractors.
I bet, yeah.
Icy.
It was no heat around, you see.
No.
Yeah. Especially if you was, say, doing ditching or edge cutting in the winter, when you went, you took your food in a bag, but perhaps when you went to have a drink of tea, ate the bottle, it was frozen. There you were.
Oh dear. Oh.
That's the truth.
Mm.
Yeah.
Gosh.
No, you'd got on with an old coat. If you've got some money to buy you well into you did. If you didn't, well, you had just had boots on and if they got wet through, you put them back on again the next day.
Do you think that the winters were colder then?
I reckon so.
You reckon?
Yes. Oh, yes. A
lot more snow?
Yes. Oh, yes. Because one winter when we were there, we had to take the gates off to get through. The snow was... That all you had to, you could not
open the gate, so we took them off the hinges and got through like that, yes. Mm-hmm. And then, we was there 15 years then.
Right.
15 years on that farm. And then when the wage went up to £5 a week.
Ooh, that was inflation.
Yeah, when it went up to £5 a week, he asked me if I could get another job, because he couldn't afford to.
Oh, I see. See? Right, yes.
There was, me father and a chap from Clifton, Harry Harris. Anyhow, I got another job. So I had a few weeks off, few days off, and I see a chap, live just above, opposite you, but a little bit further up, Mr. Gregory. He said, "You've got a job yet?" No, he said, "Not yet." He said, "Go and see Mr. Rowe." He was a surveyor for Oxfordshire County Council.
Oh, I
you see.
Yes.
So he went to see him, and the general foreman was a friend of my father's.
Uh-huh.
So, he said, but you'll have to go to Jerk Lewis up at the library exchange opposite. He said, "For a green card." He said, "He won't give me one of them." He said, "Because he's in with Mr. Butlin." And then he said, "Mr. Butlin have asked me, Dad, if I'd go back." He said, "No, he won't go back now." And I see Mr. Rowe again, and he said, "Look, you go this afternoon, 2:00. He said, "He will give you a green card." So he gave me a card, and I started on the council the next day.
I see.
Pardon?
What was this green card?
Well, it was in the stamps. Look,
insurance
card. Yeah, nothing insurance, you see.
What date are we on?
Yeah. Nothing insurance occurred, you see.
I remember those.
Yeah.
39, 40, 41,
42.
Ah,
we're up to about
1953 now, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
When
so
did you start working
years.
For the council?
Oh, no, you can't tell you, Nate. We come up in 1937, and I worked on there for 15 years, so you take off of that.
Yeah, I made that 1952.
Oh, it could be.
Okay.
Right. Yes. Yes.
1952.
And I carried on the council until I retired.
Oh, I see. Oh, right. So what did you do with the council?
Anything.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I done mostly, though, mowing the bridges on the road with the tractor and mower, like you see them today. You know, right. They got them. Yeah, but my route, I was right out to Bister way, out there.
Yeah, right.
I used to be staying at Bister, yeah. And then, when that was finished, I used to go in the garden, you see.
Mm-hmm.
The turt laying tarmac and rolling, used to go with a roller, right. Those big rollers, yeah. We carried on till I was 65.
Yeah. You told me some fun stories about what you did during the war.
Yes.
Didn't you?
Oh.
You were in the Home Guard?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
Where was that based?
Was
it based in Deddington?
When the war broke in 1939, September, we think it was, wouldn't it?
What, when the war broke out?
Oh.
Yes, it was, yes.
And it were all quiet on the Western Front for a few months, and then they just about said about us. You see, they were Dunkirk, you see. Well, it looked as though we were going to get invited as well.
Yes.
You see. Anyway, there was me and another chap walking around Deddington, and I'll tell you, it was like getting names and one another. Was it a chap opposite? Len Davison. There was not an old man living, well, he's a biggest chap, lives in that house. He walks with two sticks. I don't know his name.
Oh, I know, yes, Ray somebody. Yeah, I know.
Right, that's right.
I know. Yeah.
Anyhow. We met Mr. Davison. Ah, he said, just a two shots of war. He told us now what they thought was going to happen. Mm-hmm. We said, yes, if it's like that, we'll join. It was called LDV, Look and Manage.
It's called what?
Local Defence Volunteers.
Yeah.
But we named it Look, Duck and Vanish. Yeah.
Look
at Vanny, yeah, that rings. Guys, Jerry got coming, you see. Yeah, look at Vanny, yeah. Yeah.
I'm checking that down.
Yeah. And, anyhow, they gave us some old, not proper battle dress, it was demi stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you wouldn't even many know this, but, there used to be three of us, one girl, from 8 o'clock at night till 6 next morning.
Right.
And then there used to be two chaps go on what they call dawn patrol,
mm-hmm,
from 4 o'clock in the morning till 6.
Where did you stay to look out? Where was your lookout post?
Where was that?
Yes.
Were you walking around?
Yes.
All
right. Yeah. And, 5 o'clock time, where these houses are built now, there used to be lot, you see, and I've got an observer post.
Oh, right.
Tracking aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And we used to go up there to and ask them if there's been any activity through the night, you see.
Okay. So tell us. What's now the day digs, is it?
No, well, up here a bit further.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I say, round about the day digs.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. And, it wouldn't like, standing anywhere with a rifle, you see. Went somewhere, like, it was asleep then. Right.
Right.
Our first headquarters was Stanley Old, because Stanley Old was at the fire station. It's Stanley Old, it's back of the Dead and Done Arms, which is name.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Headquarters. Yes. Behind Dead and
Done
Arms.
Yes.
The Arms.
And then we moved from there to the old police station.
Oh, right.
Yes.
It's now the library.
In the cell, yes, in the cells there.
Oh, right. To cells in police station. Okay.
And then when we got organised, we had proper battle dress. We had the Dead and Taino. All then. Dead and Taino.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And,
How many Home Guard were there in Deddington?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I got a photo of them somewhere. I didn't know where it is.
I meant just sort of 20, 30, something like that.
Oh, I suppose so.
Yeah.
How
I'll tell you with the commanding officer, Mr. Morris from Dedman Mill. Mr. Morris. He was commanding officer. Of course, those what served in the First World War, you see, they were made soldiers. You see, they were in Boys Paddington and Tuttle. They were all 1914-18 war soldiers, you see.
So it's a bit like Dad's army, was it?
Yeah, we had a, you know, we're on night on maneuvers, you see. Oh yeah.
Yeah. What did you do on maneuvers?
Went all over the place, you see. Mm. Oh yeah, we had rifles and grenades and one thing and another, fired them. Yeah. Oh yeah, went through a gas chamber at Banbury. And with a gas mask on, you see, and you just went like that to smell the gas. Mm. Yeah. Well, and then we had a rifle. We had to go on a rifle range, you see. I'll tell you where it was, down at the brickyard.
Down there?
Down there, yes.
Yeah, on the road towards Oxford.
By that old line, entrance to that line.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Entrance to that line. And, Now, when it looked like as though we were going to be invaded, you had to join it, whether you wanted or whether you didn't, you know.
You're right.
Mm. Anyone within it, you know, or one of the two of the first. Join this old EV, look at it. Anyhow, they had these calling up back to join then the known girl, you see. And there was a chap who used to live just below, a door or two away from the King's Arms. I think his name was Burns. Mm. Several of them. And we were up in the town hall, you know. I was right there, and there was a sergeant up there showing how these new recruits to load and fire a rifle, you see, but with dummy ammo, you see.
Right.
Just put it up the speed, pull it click and pull the bolt back and out it flew. See? Anyway, we were sat along a seat. Now, whether the old was still there, I don't know. But you just sighted a rifle and fought, you know, just anything like. This rifle went off.
Oh dear. It was live, was it?
Live, yeah. I didn't know, you
Hello,
see.
Toby.
Didn't know.
Then what happened?
We got webbing gaiters on. Mm-hmm. And the bullet, it blew the buckle off his chap's gaiter. And he didn't know not till somebody told him, because he was deaf. There, that's the truth. And his name was John Sykes. He lived right bottom of the dead in town. Another in stuck had
blown his leg off.
Blew his foot off. Yeah, it blew the buckle off. Off his gaiter. And he didn't know not till somebody, because he was deaf. Yeah. Yes, it went through the. What the ordinary soldier done, you see?
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. And then.
So, did you work during the day as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you did.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't.
Were you on the farm, back on the farm then?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you were.
Oh, suddenly you got home at 6, you see. You took your car, your battle dress off, and put your working stuff on, and.
Oh, dear.
Off you went. You know.
Did you have to change your crops or change the way you farmed during the war? Did you have to produce more different things?
Ah, they were, because they had to grow so many 8 acres of potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, yes, right.
8 acres I grew. Uh-huh. Right. And we used to have a land girl or two there.
Uh-huh.
Or, German prisoners. German prisoners, you see, from Normandy, you know.
Oh, that yes.
Normandy.
Yes, right.
And, but they would work, but then Italians, they wouldn't have it. They wouldn't, no, they were nice chaps, though, but they wouldn't have work, not them Italians.
Didn't work, no.
No. And, well, I knew what, when we were going back to work from the dinner, we heard this singing in his bar. He got a beautiful voice. Ooh. He was singing, and these Italians were, I don't know if I'm a voice, but clapped, and then father said, you sing, you could sing. Yes, he was in a film with Nelson Eddy and Jean Eric McDonald in Rosemary.
Who was?
This
Italian?
Yes.
Oh, really?
He was, yes.
Good gracious me.
Yeah.
And he was in the bar.
In Eddington?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, pardon?
Amazing.
Yes, he did, yeah. Yeah. He said he was sung with Nelson Eddy and Jean Eric McDonald in Rosemary. Yeah.
Good.
And anyhow, I got on very well with these Italians, you know. And anyhow, they disappeared, but Mr. Butler kept two on.
Oh, right.
Two of them.
Uh-huh.
And I can still remember their names.
Oh, yes.
Yes. He said, you can. I said, yep. One was Nicola Schlotzi.
Right.
And the other one was Antoni Cattieri.
Really?
Hey?
Lord.
There you were then.
What
Antoni Nicola Schlotzi and Antoni Cattieri.
And yeah. They stayed in Dennington, did they?
No, I was at Dunstew.
Oh, right.
At Dunstew, yes. Yes. And then,
I suppose after the war they went home.
Well, they did, yes. And they stopped for these two. Hey, will your place then?
Oh,
well,
right.
Then yes.
Yeah.
And I went and said, goodbye. You come, Italy. I said, no, I can't. No. Yes. And they caught all of me. To,
oh, right. Did you go to Italy?
Drag me in this lorry to go back to
Italy.
Italy with them, yeah. You come. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever go to Italy?
No, never went. No.
Did you
not
have German people working here as well?
Pardon?
Were there any German?
Oh, yes. Yeah. German, yes. there were one or two married. One married a farmer's daughter in Barford.
Really?
Barbara Bennett.
Uh-huh.
His name was Wolfgang Alt. He's the post office at Barford.
Right. Yes.
Hey. She's a post office at Barrister.
She does, doesn't she?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Mrs. Old.
Yeah.
I old too. Name of Wolfgang. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, you see,
where did they stay? Were they locked up at night or where did they stay?
Well, they got this not sit. Don't stew, or you think I got some body cut?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you forget where the Germans were stationed, aren't they? Well, you think they were body cut? Yeah. They would work, but them Italians, they wouldn't have it.
No.
They used to say, you get bigger. Oh, yeah, you get bigger. Of course, well, they got into trouble, you see. He got him drunk. Well, the
did you?
Yeah, there, this commanding officer, he come to me.
Oh,
there,
yeah, naughty person.
He said he was, what they call it, cooperating with the...
Fraternising.
Yeah, fraternising with the enemy, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah.
Got them drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, Toby, you can't and leave that, the ladies alone.
And that was it.
It's all right. I love him.
Yeah. Really. So, you know, he said, yeah. That was it. When the way went up to £5 a week, he asked me to leave, and that was it.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted the council then, too. It used to be Oxfordshire County, but it's called Oxfordshire Highways now.
Yes, you know, yes,
yeah.
Indeed.
Oh, you could, anything, yeah. Especially mowing the grass. Mm. Or just out at May. Well, you get all eight Bister, all that way. Miles and miles, yeah. I knew every bit, Bamian Road.
I think you did.
Well, I did, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. When did you retire?
When I've been retired now, I'll be 74 now.
Uh-huh.
9 years.
9 years.
Is it 9?
So.
I'll be 74.
You're 65 when you retired.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
It will, yeah.
9 years ago.
I'll be 75. I'll be 75 October, you see.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, well, thank you very much.
I think that's about it, I reckon.
Yeah, I think it is. Thank you very
If you know someone that we should interview for Deddington Discussions, then please do get in touch. You can email the studio at studio@deddingtononair.org.